Plus, the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
People who heard this program around Christmas time may recall a tribute we paid to the late comedian and actor Art Carney. Now we've learned something more about an old recording we played, Carney reciting "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Crazy, and laying his finger aside off his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. Away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
At the time, we only knew that that record was a single released in the mid-1950s. And then we got a letter from a listener named Judy Gale. Judy Gale writes, "My father, Hecky Krasno, produced that recording. I can help you with further information." That's an irresistible offer, so we've brought Judy Gale into the studios of member station WLRN in Miami. And welcome, Judy.
Hi, glad to be here.
How did Art Carney, who we should mention for those who don't recall was an actor from The Honeymooners, end up recording this Christmas story as if it was a beatnik poem in the 50s?
My father was the director of children's records at Columbia in the heyday of children's records, and he persuaded the big stars of the time, including Art Carney, that to record children's material would not diminish but enhance their careers. And at the end of a session where the song was recorded somewhat normally with music and the background, they had a jam session at the end, and Art Carney, being the comedian he was, started this, and my dad ran to the board and started engineering and said, "That's it, that's the song." And that's how it came to be recorded, and I was at that session, and I still have the old vinyl record of it in my house.
You were at that session?
I was.
May I ask how old you were then?
I, at that point, must have been about 8 years old.
Did you love listening to these records as well as watching your father help you record them?
I absolutely loved it. It was an enchanted childhood entirely. And meeting all the stars of the day, Rosemary Clooney, Gene Autry, we were his special guests at the rodeos at Madison Square Garden. And I saw his closet filled with cowboy hats and shirts with mother-of-pearl buttons and spurs and cowboy boots. I mean, It was my real world, but it was a fantasy world.
It's fascinating to hear you say that Art Carney essentially made up the version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" that we heard there, because he used that technique on another song, another children's story, and let's listen to a little bit of this. This is the story of Peter Rabbit, again, as a beatnik poem.
The four little rabbits lived with their mother, a very fine lady whose name was Mrs. Rabbit, in a hole in the wall of McGregor's vegetable garden. Now, Mr. McGregor was always hungry because he didn't like vegetables. What he did like better than anything else was a nice fat rabbit in a nice brown pie. In fact, that's what happened to Mr. Rabbit, the father of Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter.
Poor yep. Mr. Rabbit.
In that day and age, it was a thing. People loved holidays and they wanted the songs, especially with Rudolph having set the precedent. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" was a success, so they decided that they should follow it up at Easter time with what you just played.
You said Rudolph was a big hit. I think you said in your letter to us that your father was involved in the production of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at some point.
3 days onto his job at Columbia, a song came on his desk, and it had been rejected by every major record company across the nation. He felt it would be a hit, and he went ahead and he hired the singer, and they were appalled at the singer he hired, and the singer was Gene Autry, and my father was the producer of the original Rudolph.
Is it strange to think about the fact that, well, your father was Jewish?
I think that my father's gut feeling about Rudolph wasn't so much Christmas as that the little guy, the little folk, the common folk around the nation would have somebody to identify with. He was also responsible for Frosty the Snowman and the Captain Kangaroos.
You mentioned Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan.
Yes, my dad wrote the Captain Kangaroo March, wrote A Trip to the Zoo, wrote at least 50% of the songs that were sung on that show.
Didn't just produce the records, actually wrote the songs himself.
Yes, but under a pseudonym, under many, he has 44 pseudonyms with ASCAP because as an employee of Columbia, even if he wrote songs at our house, they would become the property of the record company. So he wrote primarily under the pseudonym of Lee Herschel for Captain Kangaroo. And I was in the children's chorus on many of those records.
We're going to play a selection of Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan, that you sent us. Will we hear your voice on this recording?
Yes, you will.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, hear the chime. Tick tock, tick tock, now it's record playing time. And until the record's through, we'll play with Captain. Play with Captain Kangaroo.
Thank you, Mr. Clark, for reminding us. And say, what shall we do today on our record-playing time? Now, let's see. You know, Mr. Green Jeans has been inviting us to his farm. Oh, and here's Mr. Green Jeans now.
For your father, Judy Gale, was this a job that he liked or something that he really loved?
I know he loved it. He would come home when he had a new project, so excited, and he'd say, Judy, come here. Sit with me at the piano. Listen to this. What do you think? Do you like it? I said, before I say it again, an enchanted childhood. And I had an enchanted father.
Judy Gale, thanks very much for coming by to talk to us about your father, Hecky Krasno.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for this ode to my wonderful father who gave so much to children's records and to the world.
I want to go away here playing a song that your father produced for Nina Simone, the great singer. And this song is called Children Go Where I Send You.
Children go where I send you, how shall I send you? I'm gonna send you one by one, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem.
From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Send you, how shall I send you? I'm gonna send you two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby who's born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send you. How shall I send you? I'm gonna send you four by four, four for the boy that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little...